This has to be one of my favorite jams. Guest is in the house.
Hey.
Is it a stranger? Is it a friend?
No. I'm so into you. What can I say?
Oh. Have we got that on camera? Tamia, welcome back to South Africa.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Listen, you keep coming to South Africa.
Absolutely.
You obviously know we love you,
yes.
And I'm taking it that you love us.
Absolutely. I go where the love is, and
yeah?
We always have such a great time in South Africa. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've obviously got a new album. You're promoting
mm-hmm.
that. But
mm-hmm.
What often happens when, you know, international sensations like you come around is that you'll often promote the new material, but we
mm-hmm.
want the old
mm-hmm.
stuff, our
mm-hmm.
favorites.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, for me, always in all of my shows, whether I'm in South Africa or in the States or in Paris next week, it's I go sort of through everything
yeah.
as much as I can. Now, I get off stage and someone says, but you didn't do da-da-da. I only have a certain amount of time, but I do try to hit everything because, I mean, I'm a fan of music as well.
Yeah.
And so I know that a lot of times you're there to promote something that's new and current right now, but I want everybody to have a great time as well. And
absolutely.
So even when I go and see artists and they're promoting the whole time, an album that I don't know, it's kind of like, really? So... Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. I mean, is it like choosing between your favorite children when you're asked which is your song?
It absolutely is.
That
it really
is true.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. When you go in the studio and you're making a song, you like it. And obviously when I like it, I put it on the album. But it takes on a whole different energy when you're performing it in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm singing, listen, when I sing Stranger in My House and I go pop, quiz tell and people are like yeah, like it's just it
yeah.
takes on, it has a whole different energy to it, and that's the fun part, connecting with people through music
and the audience. I mean look I've seen incredible performers, some
mm-hmm.
of the very best, and
mm-hmm.
they've got amazing sets and they do all kinds
mm-hmm.
of things on stage, but sometimes people will go for the novelty of the big name, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I always think it's so much better that even if you're not doing a whole lot on stage, but if
yeah.
you've got an audience that
yeah.
loves you, knows the music,
mm-hmm.
will sing along. It
mm-hmm.
almost becomes like a spiritual experience, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as an artist, you have to know sort of where you sit, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously some people may need all of those other things and it's great for the show. But I think for me as an artist, it's important that I connect with people
yeah.
through the music, and there's almost an intimacy that's involved in that. I want you to hear the lyrics that I'm saying. I want you to feel the passion in whatever that story is that I'm telling. So I want to connect.
So talking about connection, you've been in this business a long time
mm-hmm.
now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that just shows how much you and
yeah,
I are
yeah.
aging,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes.
In
I'm
my
aged,
head,
yeah.
we just got started. But
yes.
you've been around for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say R&B, the genre of music
mm-hmm.
you are most known for,
mm-hmm.
is dying. It isn't
yeah.
what it once was.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a lot of great singers coming
mm-hmm.
up. And I'm talking about singers, people
right.
who are about the vocals and delivering a story
mm-hmm.
that connects with people. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, I think I actually don't. I do think that it definitely doesn't get the love that the other genres do, right? You know, in a lot of the television ceremonies, like the R&B category
yeah.
is like not even televised, and it's kind of diluted. Like you're putting R&B in with like Drake, like it's
right.
It's, you know, it's what is the definition of sort of R&B now? It's
yeah.
sort of, it's a wide definition. So, you know, I think that it just doesn't get the spotlight it deserves. I do think there are a lot of great artists, and as you know, in this business, it's not necessarily about whether or not you can sing. It's about, can you navigate through the business?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, with R&B not having the budget and not having the exposure that a lot of the other genres do, it's difficult to stay sort of relevant. Yeah.
I would also say, though, if I may, I think it is about navigating the business. It
mm-hmm.
is about staying relevant. And it is also about, as fans, I will tell you, it
oh,
is
absolutely.
Also about whether you can sing. And you're somebody
absolutely.
Who's been able to do all
yeah.
of those things.
Yeah.
It's really great that you've popped in to give
yeah.
us some love. I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow.
Thank you.
If you're
me
watching
too.
Us now on Facebook, there's a chance for you to win some tickets to the show. Double tickets to see Tamia's show at Times Square Sun Arena tomorrow evening. So you can go to 702's Facebook page right now to stand
yeah.
a chance to win. I will see you there.
Yes,
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tamia in the house. It's a quarter after 8.
WN.
Traffic. What you done to me? I can't really explain it. I am so. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
Can I get my traffic report now, please? Thank you.
Ah, traffic.